I did. In other words, I did a little bit of pee. And then he said, now I have to clean up. Now, tell me a story about what happened with Louis Pasteur, Russ. This is something he had just finished telling me downstairs and then have a tape recorder. Go ahead.
Louis Pasteur just said, I can do it. And
what happened? What was the germ?
Rabies.
Mm-hmm. And what did it do?
The dog had rabies, and then he put it into the boy, and the boy got sick,
mm-hmm.
and he started to die, so he went to Louis Pasteur, Louis place, and got fixed by Louis Pasteur's army,
mm-hmm.
and they went out of the shop and went into mm-hmm. him, and the babies and the germs said, "You won't win, we'll win," and the soldiers cried, "We'll win and you'll lose," and they fight together,
mm-hmm.
and the soldiers win, mm-hmm. and the army win.
Mm-hmm.
So the boy felt better and better and better.
Mm-hmm. And didn't have rabies anymore.
No.
And who were what were the names of the germs? Rabies.
Yeah, and their names were called Zaby and Baby and Gaby.
Mm-hmm. And what were the names of the army? The army that went in, Mr. Pasteur's army. What was it called?
Yeah, you mean Louis Pasteur.
Yeah, what was the name of the army?
Gary,
mm-hmm.
Mari, Fari, and Shari, and Zari, and Ma, and Zari.
Mm-hmm. And they were all part of the injection.
Yeah, no, all part of the good guys.
Mm-hmm. Was it a serum or an injection?
Injection.
Yeah, an injection of needle in the arm?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And where was the army? Was it in the needle?
Yeah.
And it went into the boy's body?
Yeah.
And what did it do in the boy's body?
It fought together and it won.
It won against the bad rabies.
Yeah.
Wonderful, Ross. Good job. Would you like to go upstairs? Do you want to do letters down here or up there?
Down here.
Okay. If Marcy doesn't come, okay?
Yeah.
I told Ross not to close it. He said, okay, this is the door. And I told him not to close it. He said, okay, I'll just open it a little bit there. Okay, now, in other words, compromising by doing something a little bit. Now, I'll pull these over here.
Still R.
Okay, put the letters you know in front of you.
Okay.
Ross said, first you, and then I go. This was, he and Mark were alternating, running over a counter. Okay, today is the 21st of January. Ross said, I can find bad robbers and send them to jail. And even you guys. Now, what he meant is, I guess I could send you guys to jail too. And he said, and that's why we're called superheroes. In other words, that's why. Ross, what do you mean you can find bad guys and send them to jail? And even us. What do you mean, even us?
You guys.
We're going to go to jail too?
No.
What do you mean then?
I meant.
What did you mean?
That you could get robbed.
Oh, you mean even Ross and Marky and Daddy can send them to jail.
And even Mommy.
So what you mean is, and you guys can too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm Super Robot,
mm-hmm.
and all the Super Family has a Super Robot.
Well, what does the Super Robot do?
He does everything for the people who need help.
Mm-hmm. And for the good of the Empire?
Yeah, and the...
No, for the good of rebellion.
Yeah, and not the bad of Darth Vader.
Not the bad old Empire. Okay. Now, a little, and also Ross had a hair on his hand, and what did you say? You said, this is to be taken off.
Yeah.
This hair. What did you say? Here.
Will you take the
no,
hair off?
No, that isn't what you said. You didn't say it like that. Say it how you said it. This hair has to be taken off?
Yeah.
How'd you say
it? Like that. You said it.
Do it again.
That's when you take the hair off.
That isn't how you said it, honey.
Yeah.
Can you say it the way you did? No, it isn't. And so you said either this hair is to be taken off or this hair has to be taken off. I'm not sure which one. Which one did you say? This hair has to be taken off or this hair is to be taken off?
Yeah.
What? Is to be taken off. I think it was. Is to be taken off. It was the first case of a copula with a... I don't know what you call that structure, frankly. I guess it's some kind of future copula, isn't it? Is to be... Future passive copula, right? Ross said, can I... Oh, Mark said... Underoos. He put on his underoos. He didn't put on his tape, and then Ross was worried. So Ross said, Can I check to see if Marty broke my Superman? First case of permission to kind of check that I can remember. Ross said, I was playing with a thing from a milk top. And he said, what does this look like? What did you say, Ross? It looks like... He says, it looks like I would be... Robin or Batman or I would be Mask Man. Why would you be those things?
Because they always have masks.
Mm-hmm. And?
They always go...
Russ saw Jose Carioca and Donald Duck on Walt Disney Hour. And I said, yeah, it's Jose Carioca. And I started singing, he's Jose Carioca. He's Jose. This is something from his Disco Mickey Mouse tape. And he said, no, you shouldn't sing it, because it's something special. In other words, it wasn't just the plain old tape, it was something special. He saw a special show. Ross is telling the story of Louis Pasteur, and he asked, he told a little bit about how he could get people well from rabies. And then he said, now let's go back to the story. Go ahead. So he, you know, was shifting back to the main story. Go ahead.
A buddy survived with doing a joke, saying that you can't see the germ out of a some mask ones, but they were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the germ of river with the aspen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when Pastor pretend he didn't hear the voice.
Mm-hmm.
He ran off to his cabin. And Louis Pasteur didn't know that he could do it.
Didn't know? I thought you said, I can do it.
Yeah, that's not the first part.
Uh-huh, okay.
And then the boy was sticking a dog with a stick in his tooth.
Mm-hmm.
And the dog was trying to get the gate open. And that boy opened the gate and then he ran in the house, but the dog bit the boy cried because the germ was inside him.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see them.
Mm-hmm.
They were outside looking at you.
Yeah.
And
I bet they were rabies, weren't they?
Yeah. They had purple faces.
Mm-hmm.
And they took that boy to Louis Pasteur. your place. And a moon factor put his magic soldiers in the boy's arm. And the soldiers went where the terrible germs were. The germs said, "Go when you'll lose." And the soldier said, "We'll win and you'll lose quite the army." The armies shot and banged the germs, and the germs were dead. And boy, going better and better and better. Even better. He felt better.
Good.
He didn't get well anymore?
Yeah, he did.
Uh-huh. Is that the end of the story?
Yeah.
And then everybody said thank you to Mr. Louis Pasteur, didn't they?
Yeah.
Because he had figured out how to stop people from getting rabies.
Yeah, and from dying from the rabies.
Yeah, good. Good, Ross. Good job. Some things Ross said in the morning of the 26th. Let's let him to play with us. Instead of let's let him play with us, he said, let's let him to play with us. And, I forgot the other one. That was Mark who was supposed to play with Ross. Oh, Ross said, let's not take him. What did you say? You don't want Mark to go to preschool? Oh, well. Yesterday, Ross said, I have two the same Superman. And I said, no, Ross, you have two Supermen that are the same. And he said, yeah, I have two Supermen that are the same. Two the same with no S on the end. Like, two the same Superman. Not the sames. That's another error the kids make. Two the same Superman. This was two the same Superman. So Ross said, there's a new girl. Daddy, there's a new girl coming to preschool. And I said, what's her name? He said, Maria. And he said, there are two Marias. Ross sang happy birthday to Mommy. He said, happy birthday, dear Mommy. Happy birthday to you. Sang it very nicely. And I said, everybody should kiss Mommy. And then Ross said, we're singing happy birthday to Mommy. We're giving her kisses. This was sort of announced to me, I guess, as the general public. Also, a little earlier in the day, today is the 26th of January, he had commented that Marky can't say lunch boxes. Marky can't say lunch box. Marky says lunch bock. He doesn't know how to say lunch box. With KS, that is. Told Ross to say the nice word. He said, turn on the light. Said, say the nice word. He said, please. And he said, what was that? And he said, I said it. And Ross said, I don't have to say the nice word anymore. I said it. Ross asked, where's Mommy? And I said, in there, in the bedroom. And I looked at him and he said, I wanted to tell her something. In other words, that's why I'm going to go inside the door, is because I wanted to tell her something. Now go to sleep. No, you go to book. Ross is doing a long series of wheedling called I Don't Really Want to Go to Bed and Be a Good Boy. It begins with, Daddy, I don't want any more of my cookie. This was the cookie that he had. Actually, it began earlier when he requested a snack. He wanted a snack. And then it was defined as apple juice and crackers. And I brought him some apple and a cookie, and he wanted water, and so I went on with that. And so anyway, he had it, and then he got some water. This is really basically an attempt to keep on getting attention. And then, but he was a little hungry, I guess. He said, Daddy, I don't want my cookie anymore. I don't want my cookie. And I finally went in, kept on yelling that. Finally went in, and I got in there, gave me a cookie, and I gave it to Mark, and he said, what was that? He said, Daddy, I want to go in your bed. I want to come sleep with you. And I said, no, I'm not going to fall for that, being wrapped around your finger. And so I went out, and then he said, I'm not going to give you any more presents. Or you're not going to get any more presents. This was his threat to me, that if I wasn't good, I wasn't going to get any more presents. So I went back in there and told him to quiet down. Now he's saying something about I'm so mean. You bet, you stay with us, you're so mean or something. What? I'm saying, I wish Daddy wasn't so mean. Something about presents. What? And they're discussing, he and Mark are discussing no presents.
Well, I said, the reason I said no more presents is because you didn't do what I say. Next time, do what I say. Do what I say. Do what I said last night. Right?
Yeah.
Daddy, what he said last night was
Daddy,
that I had to give him presents.
Daddy.
Or that I had to
Daddy,
take him and let him get in my bed.
Daddy,
and I had to give him some presents.
Daddy.
If I didn't
Daddy,
get in his bed, he wouldn't give me presents.
Daddy.
Yes, Mark?
Daddy. This is...
Superman.
Yeah.
What is that?
Hello.
Oh, you know who that is.
Ross asked me, Ross said, Dad, will you put Yoda's weapon into where the guns are? And
where all the other weapons are.
Right, and by doing this, he showed that he knew that the snake was not a gun, and so he went up a category to weapons, which are, there are several types of weapons, guns, snakes, blasters. What other weapons are there, Ross? Sticks, freezing chambers, and they all are types of weapons. They're things that do bad things to people.
Yeah, right. Bad people away, and all the good people.
Right. I said to Marty that you better eat, and Marty said I better eat, and then Ross said, or Daddy will take all the guns away.
No, all the people away. Too.
Daddy will take all the people away,
mm-hmm.
And
all
the guns.
All the guns.
Right. This is the first case I know of Ross completing a threat for somebody else.
Mom,
I think it's very, very, very good.
I don't.
Why not?
Because it doesn't taste good.
But why?
Good. Every time I taste it, it tastes like the wall.
Not true. It tastes like caterpillars.
Caterpillars.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I don't like it.
Nice little caterpillars. See them, all little caterpillars crawling around?
Bad caterpillars.
Caterpillars taste good. Yummy. Mm.
I'm not eating them.
No? Why not?
Because they're too bad. I'm not eating them.
You're not eating them? Why not? Mark, you'll eat them. I asked Ross, who wants apple juice? He said, me and Marky. And I said, and Mommy? He said, no. Mommy already drinks beer. And what he means is Mommy is already drinking beer. Right, Ross?
Yeah.
So it's an incorrect use of the present instead of the progressive.
Can the billion said, hi, and then,
yeah?
And Billy's dad said, come on, golf head.
Golf head? And then did Billy cry?
No.
Did he think it was funny?
No.
What did he do?
Nothing.
Was he mad?
Yeah.
Was golf had a bad word?
Yeah.
And then did Billy go with his dad?
Yeah.
Did he feel like the dad was angry?
Yeah.
Really? Why did your daddy call him a golf head?
Because he has a mean dad.
What does the dad do to him? What does the dad do to him?
He
mm-hmm.
He calls Billy names.
He does? Like what?
Like golf head, fat head, and laughing head.
Really?
And me.
Nose head. Maybe that's because he has a nose on his head.
No.
He does? And does the daddy spank the little boy? No. Does the daddy ever give him kisses?
I
love
spanking.
Does Billy's daddy ever kiss him? So all the things that he does is he just uses bad words. Well, that is pretty bad, wouldn't you say, Mom? Does your daddy ever use bad words?
No.
No. Do I ever call you anything bad? One word. There's one word I use. It's a little bit bad.
What?
What is it, do you think?
Spanking.
No, I never use that. That's not a name. Spanking's not a name. Spanking's something you do.
What?
It's a name. It's a little bit bad. Sometimes I call you. Yeah. What do you think about that name?
Pretty funny.
Pretty funny. Is it a good name or a bad one?
Good name.
It's not real. Is it as bad as Golf Head?
No, it's gooder.
It's gooder. It's right.
Wow.
Got it.
I told Ross that he asked me who, whether Superman or Stormtrooper would win. And I said Superman, and then he showed me that Superman lost, and I said, but Superman never loses. And he said, but Superman's on this side.
And he's on that side.
And then what?
And then, if you're on this side, you win.
And if you're on the other side?
And if you're on this side, you lose.
Right. So this is a proof of his claim by inventing a new system of outcomes.
Or an old system, left, right.
Well, no, but I mean, it never had been applied to who wins and who loses before.
True.
Sure, I mean, he understands left and right. Doesn't even have to understand left and right to get that, right?
I don't know.
Well, closer to the napkin or just as farther from the napkin. I mean, there were two positions.
Farther from the napkin.
Right. Okay, so the guy who's farther from the napkin wins or loses?
Wins.
Who is that?
Who's
far. Very good. That's exactly right. Very good. This is continuation about sand people. And Ross says, I'm one of the sand people boys. And he finally got his way out of the, how to figure out how to use, say, sand people. Not make a grammatical error when you're referring to a single person.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you go out, you have, Ross, here's one Superman, and I said, if you have two of them, what do you have? And you said, people.
Yeah.
Then you have stormtroopers.
Yeah. Stormtroopers.
Or stormtrooper people.
That's
a stormtrooper person.
Stormtroopers?
No, that's just one. That's just one. So he's a stormtrooper.
Why is he a stormtrooper?
With an S on the end?
Yeah.
Because there's just one of him.
Oh.
Right?
Books.
Is this a tape recorder? Ross, is this a tape recorder? Or is it a tape recorders?
A tape recorder.
Okay. Okay, if I have two of them, what do I have?
Tape recorder.
Very good. Now, if I have a glitch, this is, what if I say this is a glitch?
Here's a glitch.
Here's a glitch, okay?
And you have two of them.
Okay, now if I have two of them, what do I call them?
Glitch.
No, this is a glitch. And now what if I have two of them? What do I call them? No.
You have two what?
Two. No.
Not
right.
One glitch, two
glitch.
Use the same word.
Mary, you have that, dear Cam.
Glitches.
Very good, Ron.
I said use the same word. You said glitches.
Glitches. Very good.
You know.
Come on. Now, Ross.
Which one's on?
If I call this a narf, if it's the narf, and here's another one, then what are these?
Narf.
No, what's the name of it? Narf.
Garf.
Say the word.
Narf. No.
Narf.
One.
One, it begins with the letter N. No. As N as in narf.
Narf. What is that? One
narf.
What?
One narf.
One narf?
Narf. That's okay, narf.
One narf?
One narf.
Okay.
Now, if there's another one, what are they?
Narts.
Narts. That's hard. Now let's call it a earth. Is an earth.
Earth.
Can you say earth?
Earth.
Okay, here's another earth. What are they called?
Earth.
Earths. Earth. Good, earths. Very good, Ross. But no herbs. He doesn't call them herbs at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've got one more question for you. There's only last question, okay? If mommy has a scarf and another scarf, what does she have?
Mm-hmm. Scarf.
A scarf for her head, right?
Scarf.
Suppose she has a whole bunch of
scarves already.
Scarfs with an S. No, Ross, that's not right.
They're not.
They're scarves. Can you say scarves?
Scarves.
Very good.
He can't stand up.
Sure, he can stand up.